Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Elizabeth has done, and she has a sister-in-law. How long have you been married, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 10 years.
Okay. And when did the event with your sister-in-law occur that was troublesome?
About 2 years ago.
And what was the event?
I have two stepchildren that my husband has from a previous relationship. And my son at the time was 20. He was arrested for drug trafficking and drug possession. And my husband had called a lawyer that my sister-in-law has in her family for help, and my husband had felt that he was not sure if that lawyer was going to tell my sister-in-law that this had happened. So my husband decided to tell his brother preemptively to say, this is what's happened. I received a text that day because I had no plans on telling my sister-in-law because I knew that from previous situations, she always overshared, betrayed my confidence, or told her kids, which subsequently channeled down to my children. So essentially, I received a text saying, I heard what happened. I'm here for you. Contact me anytime. You know, I want to help you, blah, blah. And I made an effort to say, please do not tell your children. Please do not let this go outside of the circle of the four
okay,
of us.
Let me stop you for just a minute. How old are her children?
Her children are now 25, 23, and 21.
It's understandable, but unrealistic. It just was never going to happen that way, any more than if something happened to her kid, you knew it, your husband knew it, a family friend knew it, that, I mean, if nothing else, your kids are going to feel like, why didn't you tell me? So, I mean, I understand the concern, but it was just never a realistic, I mean, regardless of whether she told or not, first of all, other people in the community know, as you know, arrests are public record. So it didn't even have to be, it just was unrealistic. If everybody's going to find out, then you put her in the position of trying to keep a secret that everybody's going to know, which means her kid's going to be angry with her. Her husband may just have told, a friend of the kids may have told, and then you've got a situation where the kids are coming to you, and let's just make one of your kids has come to you and said, why didn't you tell me? So it was. If you called me and said, "Look, this is what happened. I don't want her to know. How do I ensure that?" I'd say, "Don't bother." It's you can say, "Look, you can direct the inquiries to me." But the likelihood of keeping it a secret, it was never going to be kept a secret ever. And it wasn't her fault or not her fault. It's just, you know, the joke is if three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. And this was a matter of public record. So it was never going to be kept a secret. Understandable. So, I mean, you don't. But trying to keep a secret gives it an increased virulence that you really didn't want to have. But it was just never going to happen.
So I think then my next point was that even though I had asked, and as you said, it was unrealistic.
Yeah.
Her son also uses the same drugs. So she told him, you know, don't do this because this could happen to you.
Yeah.
And somebody close to you had this happen. So essentially that older cousin came to my son and said, I understand that this happened. And my son then came to me and said, did you tell him? And I said, no, I never told him. well, did Auntie tell him? And I said, I guess, I don't know. And my son was furious. He was upset, obviously. He was embarrassed.
Right, let me just stop you for 1 second, then we'll go right back to it, I promise. Understand that, first of all, it was a matter of public record. Second of all, going to your sister-in-law for the lawyer is obviously going to tip everybody off.
Yep.
These things are, first of all, they're very difficult to keep a secret. They're just, again, anything that's public record, that's what public record means. So, and I probably would have said to your son, kiddo, look, I know this is embarrassing, but this is family. They love you. They care about you. Lots of people are going to know about this. It's public record. So sort of because he was just displacing that he's embarrassed because he got caught. I don't know how embarrassed he was that he was using. But this is and he's sort of making everybody the villain here. He's the one who was doing something illegal. He's the one who got busted. He's the one whose record is going to be made public. And to a certain extent there is and that's worrisome with your stepson as well, because it's a way of not taking responsibility. Of course he's embarrassed. But blaming people for knowing it, I mean, and I hear that he got you caught up in it, but the person who should be embarrassed about this is your son your stepson for using, not for getting caught and not for people knowing that he was. And it sounds like that everybody knew he was using anyway.
Yeah, but not knowing that he was actually trafficking, I think. And I agree with you, the embarrassment is completely there.
Well, but it's misplaced. It's you know, he's saying, well, the family knows. Yeah.
Well, and for me, the way I've always run it and understood it is that if people are going to tell their own stories, they're going to tell it. They're not going to hear from me. They're going to tell their own story.
Fair enough.
And so I'm not going to be the one. If somebody's told me something and said to hold it in confidence, that's fine. So if I had heard, so if there was public record and my sister-in-law or my brother-in-law came to me and said, we heard this, is it true? My reaction would have been contact my son.
Yep. Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But first of all, by definition, once you said contact my son, they're going to know it's true. You didn't verify it, and I agree. But it becomes the letter of the law rather than the spirit. Second of all,
right.
It already involved them by getting the lawyer through that. And I guarantee you, if your sister-in-law or your brother-in-law had called up your son and said, "Hey, I understand," he would have come back at you anyway.
Absolutely. Yep. So then the straw that broke the camel's back was the fact that my brother-in-law told my mother-in-law, and of course, again, here's the embarrassment factor, that my mother-in-law then called my son to say, you know, I heard you got off today and your dad saved your life, this sort of thing. So then, of course, my husband was furious. It caused a lot of domino effect in the family. So I have been told to say, from my son, even my husband, to say, you know what, just shut up and stop telling them stuff.
Let's look at that. First of all, let's get this done, and then let's go to the, all right, how do we move forward with this?
Yeah.
Look, men have this notion that they can somehow keep secrets, right? They do it all the time. You see it with public figures that they think they can have affairs and nobody's going to know. They have illegitimate children, nobody knows. And they view women as blabbermouths. Keeping secrets in the days of the internet is just unrealistic. I mean, it just doesn't happen, number one. Number two, that if you're going to try and keep a secret, you have to figure out, I mean, it's one of the reasons that people don't do things that they would be embarrassed if other people found out about, because they will find out about them, and even if they don't find out about them, you know, so it's only a matter of time. So the men in your family are acting like cavemen. The idea is that, yeah, everybody should be embarrassed, but they should be embarrassed for the behavior, not for the finding out of the behavior. So I think what you can do is just smile sweetly, and they've displaced it to you. Instead of saying, look, part of getting caught, part of going to trial is it's public. And so everybody's going to know about it. And if you don't tell family before everybody else knows, then they're going to be furious with you about what else have you not told us. But to displace it onto you is just plain crap. And which doesn't mean you have to fight them on it, because you won't win. But they're wrong. Let me put you on hold. Let's come back and do what we could do going forward. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Elizabeth, who has a stepson who got in trouble, called up her sister-in-law to get the lawyer. She didn't really blab, but it got back to her, and the men in her family, her husband and her stepson, are now blaming her. Which is completely misplaced. And I wouldn't fight back with them. I just would sort of understand that they're just doing that kind of male thing, that the problem is not that you were dealing drugs. The problem is that people now know you were dealing drugs. Ah, come on. So I'd probably, but so the question is, what do you do moving forward with your sister-in-law? And let me just offer you one basic rule of thumb, which is don't talk about family members, and then you're home free. I think that women, as women, one of the things how we problem solve is we talk through a problem, and we talk it through with people that we love and that we trust. But if you basically are saying to somebody, so talking with your sister-in-law about somebody that she doesn't know is relatively safe because she's not going to tell that person, she doesn't know them, and you don't even have to mention them by name. You can just say, well, I've got this problem with this woman, and what do I do about this or this man? But talking about family members is asking for trouble, because I don't think people intentionally betray confidences, but they do. I mean, they don't do it intentionally, but they might. It might be just as innocent as you said, well, you know, Stephen has got this mole on his knuckle, and I'm really worried about it. And your sister-in-law is talking with somebody who says, gee, there was this mole on somebody's knuckle, and it was cancerous. And without even thinking, she says, oh, my goodness, I need to call Stephen. And it can be just as simple and as innocent as that. So in general, don't talk with her about family members. And if she wants to talk with you about her family, that's fine. And if she says, well, gee, what's going on with your family? I think you can be abstract and indistinct. And if she says, well, gee, I never find out anything about it, say, do you know what? I have a hard time differentiating between information and gossip. And so the basic rule of thumb is let's talk about movies or politics or theater or begonias. But, you know, I don't feel real comfortable talking about family either way. Because if it's positive, it sounds like I'm bragging. And if it's negative, it sounds like I'm divulging. And I think that'll make things really easy. And then you can have the friendship may change a little bit, but doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to change for the worse. It just may be finding things that you guys have in common that are not family members. Because with family members, even when you talk with one of your kids about the other kid, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a brother, yeah.
Okay. Think about your childhood when your brother would say, well, Mom said you have to do this. I mean, it felt like tattling. So the basic rule of thumb is don't talk about family members. And once you get that in place, then when anybody tries it, say, you know what? It feels either like bragging or complaining. And, you know, let's talk about something we can both agree on, which is to eat at Red Lobster or something.
And going on that point, so I have changed that. Obviously, I have not announced that to her. She's never said, oh, I don't hear anything more. She's dropped a few things to ask. And I've just said, you know, I'm really proud of the kids and what they're doing and move to something else, change the topic.
That's
but
fine.
We really have nothing else to talk about because our relationship for the last 10 years has been about family.
Fair enough. All right. So the question is...
You know,
do you
what
have any interest
in...
Well, that's exactly the point, isn't it? And it may be something quite wonderful to do, of saying to her essentially the same thing. Of, you know what, it occurs to me that both of us took the easy way out, that our relationship has been based on talking about family members. But you know what, we both enjoy jogging, or we both enjoy cooking, or, you know, what if we tried to find things that both of us enjoy doing that didn't include family members, so that both of us can feel a little more protective toward our family, maybe a little less competitive about our families, and find some things that if we weren't related, that we would enjoy doing together. And one of two things will happen. Either you will find things, at which point you've got a whole different level of friendship and relationship, or you won't. And if you won't, the relationship will almost by definition become less intense and less cordial, but safer for both of you. But my guess is, with a little effort, that both of you can find things that you enjoy in common. And if you either of you talk, you know, in passing about the fact that, you know, that the brothers are whatever. But you can see how treacherous that can be. Because if you're talking about the brothers, and one of them says to the other, well, you know, that Elizabeth said that you weren't that great in bed. Or that somehow you end up talking about your mother-in-law. I mean, it's just... The things, remember that game we used to play when we were in junior high school about whispering? I think it was actually called gossip, where you'd get people in a line and you'd whisper something into somebody's ear, and by the end of the line, it had bore no relationship to whatever was started. And that's the nature of gossip. And we do talk about each other because we're the most interesting thing on the planet, but it is treacherous. And it can be misinterpreted. And the person we're talking about quite often feels, among other things, well, if they say that about me, if they'll tell me gossip, they'll probably gossip about me as well. So see if you can't just restructure the relationship. And it's perfectly okay to be honest about it, not to say you're a blabbermouth, but to say, let's find things, you know, that we took the default position. We talk about family members because that's what we had in common. But it occurs to me that with a little effort, we could probably find other things we had in common that would be a real refreshment from talking about family all the time.
Yeah. So I've kind of done that a little bit, but I didn't actually put it the way you said it. So essentially it started out with the weather, you know.
I was going to say, the problem is if you don't talk about it blatantly and manifestly as opposed to obscurely, she's going to feel that you're being dismissive of her. So it's probably important.
And that's how I find it. That's exactly how it is. It's usually a text message that I send to her, and I respond back, and then she doesn't respond back to that because she doesn't want to talk about that. She wants to talk about what she's put in her message, which I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
Well, but this is something that probably needs to be negotiated, if not face-to-face, at least voice-to-voice, of saying, look, let me be honest with you. I mean, and you could be honest with saying things are a little rocky in the family right now, so I'm really looking for an escape. You don't even have to say I'm trying to keep things private, because she'll take offense at that. But I'm really looking for an escape. Can we find, I mean, you're one of my confidants. You're one of my best friends. Can we find things that are not family related to relate to each other about and see how that works?
Okay. All right, I'll try that. Okay,
Dr. Joy. You're welcome. And when she tries to go back to family, saying, oh, no, need a vacation from it. Let's go get a mani-pedi and talk about, about hemlines or something. I mean, you can find something that presumably interests both of you. Okay?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. 855-993-7569. We really need to be careful, and most of us don't consider what we're talking about gossip. But if other people heard it, they probably would. So we have to be a little careful about it. All right, 855-993-7569. I've got about a half hour with you. Left, divide by two. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Let me just go back and talk just for another moment, even though I know we talked about it a lot, about Elizabeth's call and about in what you confide in whom you confide. If you don't tell somebody something, they're not going to know it from you. And so before you tell somebody something, it always feels nice to share something with somebody, especially when we're feeling either very unhappy or very unhappy about something, that especially as women, but men do it as well, we are social creatures by nature. And so talking about it is quite often comforting or reassuring. But you have to be careful of understanding that confession always feels better to the confessor than the person to whom you're confessing, because it becomes burdensome to the person to whom you're confessing. I mean, you've gotten it off your chest, but you put it on somebody else's shoulders, to keep our anatomical visions correct. So beware of that, and you're going to be more aware of it when somebody confesses to you, and then they say things like, don't tell, which means you now have a piece of information, and almost invariably, the piece of information is negative. And human beings have a tendency to want to dispel some of the negative valence that comes from that kind of information. So there is a natural tendency to want to get it, to sort of share the burden, to get it off of our shoulders, or to at least have somebody else help us with it. So before you tell somebody something negative, understand that it is going to burden them. Number one. Number two, if you're being the person burdened, whenever someone says to me, can you keep a secret? My response is, no, I can't. With the idea being, of course I can. I mean, I'm a professional secret keeper. I don't want to. If there's something that feels so odious, so uncomfortable, so negative, that you don't want anybody to know it, I don't think I want to know it either. And there, you know, I'm as curious as the next person, and knowledge certainly is power, but you have to realize what the cost of it is. So number one, before you tell somebody something, make sure that it's something that if you were about to hear what you were about to say, would that be okay? If the answer is no, it'd make me uncomfortable, then you may want to write it in a diary, call me, find a therapist, because that's why therapists you pay your therapist and they keep your secret. You pay your lawyer, they keep your secret. You go to church and you're, in theory, you're anonymous and your priest will keep your secret. But your friends are not under any of those strictures. And if you're burdening them, they may be tempted, not because they're malicious, but because they're human, to get rid of some of that burden. So if your closing statement is going to be, don't tell, then maybe you shouldn't tell to begin with. If you're asking someone else not to tell, maybe you shouldn't be telling. If someone asks you if you can keep a secret, my best advice to you is to say, no, I can't. Because it's going to burden you. It truly will. Number three, if you tell somebody something and they blab and you view it as a betrayal, you're being unrealistic. It's just not part of the human psyche to be very good at keeping secrets, especially when they're negative. And the best way to just offset the whole thing is just to make, especially within families, which is where most of the problem becomes, to not talk about other family members, period. I suppose you could also adopt the Thumper School of Life, which is if you don't have something nice to say, don't say nothing at all, which is unrealistic as well. All right, so. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, I was talking, I think this, I'm trying to remember why this actually started. I guess because of the study in the UK that looked at 15-year-olds and violence and video games, and that's probably where it came from. And then there have been a couple of movies that have said, well, if this was the usual Hollywood movie, this is what was going to happen. And so it made me think about how much of our behavior, how much of our expectations about behavior come from I would say movies in general, but that's probably because I see a lot of movies and don't see much television. So he asked the musical question, how much of your behavior is determined by the media? And I think Manny is saying not much, but I'm saying it's not necessarily one-on-one. It's more, for example, when in a romantic comedy, when two people with incredibly gorgeous cheekbones meet and don't like each other, we figure they're going to be together by the end, right? I mean, that's just something that Hollywood has taught us, especially when they're the stars. There is the tendency when any kind of war movie, when somebody's expecting a child, people invariably whisper next to me, or I whisper to them, dead meat. we just have come to expect, whether it's the right stuff or anything else, that's what's going to happen. So I sort of ask people, what lessons have you learned from the media? So Manny, you don't think that there are any rules about life that you sort of learned from the media?
Not one that comes to mind. I mean, I guess a lot of the lessons that I've learned in my life have kind of come from my own kind of personal experiences.
Making mistakes.
Yeah, making mistakes, or, you know, having something happen to me, or, you know, that sort of thing is, I think, is where I've learned a lot of my stuff from. But But I mean, that's just I'm just speaking for myself, obviously.
I think I learned to kiss from movies. Instead of trying to how to position noses and things like that, because I don't think that's necessarily something that you know on your own. But all right, keep going. I actually have a friend who said that he learned about sex from watching porn, which I don't think is a very good way to learn about sex. Because
probably not. No.
What it means is that everybody makes a lot of noise and has dirty feet. All right, keep going.
We'll start with Frankie. Frankie says, well, when I was in my youth, they, talking about the media, had me believing I was nothing more than a statistic, that most black males were either on parole or incarcerated, like over 30%. It made me sick until I stopped believing 98% of what I saw or read in the media.
Well, I think, all right, let's start that again. First of all, unfortunately, the percentage of young African-American men incarcerated is extraordinarily high. It's not 30%, but I think it approaches 25%. And I think that is unfortunate. And I think there's even something even worse about than that is not only that the Caucasian population believes it, but I think even more damaging the African-American population believes it, saying, you know, that for me, the idea of going to jail is just truly terrifying. I mean, I would keep my nose very clean to make sure that that didn't happen. But I have friends in the African-American community who think, well, and it's not them. They tend to be, I mean, the reason I know them is because that they are, you know, they're educated and they are not in the legal system, but to say that it isn't that the idea of a 19-year-old man in the African American community go to jail is not considered necessarily particularly negative, which I find completely alarming. That you do not want to have people who think that going to jail is just what everybody does.
Yeah,
and I think it is. It's not uncommon, which is really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I mean, and for me, being an African American myself, it's. You know, it's always alarming to see, you know, certain numbers like that, and that kind of goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, a lot of times when I'm seeing something on TV, whether it be on the news or, you know, whatever, it's hard for me to really buy into 100% of what I'm being, you know, what I'm being shown or what.
Well, I think, first of all, I think that's a very healthy philosophy in general.
Right.
And it's one of the reasons why I have a friend who works at a university, and she's always appalled when I do that. Okay, this is really bad science. In the old days, I used to print out all the stories that I did, and so I would rip them up on the air. And now I sort of, in the interest of saving a forest, tend to read them online, and ripping up my computer doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense. But she said I would always, she would cringe, and I said, do you disagree with the assessment? She said, no, but there are people I know. And I said, well, tell them they should do better science. But I think you should go into any, look, ideas are for using, not believing. So if read something and ask who's asking, why they're asking, who's paying for it, then when you see something on television, ask what's the subtext? And that's because we are responsible, and there are people who are not responsible for what they're saying or what they're thinking, and it's really important. We're still going to be held responsible for our own behavior. All right, keep going.
Just one more here before we go to break.
Let's wait till we come back. We'll do it when we come back. Okay. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, we're talking about how the media affects us. And I think, again, you guys often rise to the challenge about, you know, take me in areas that I really didn't anticipate. And I think the idea about racial stereotypes is absolutely accurate. I think, if anything else in movies, if somebody has a pockmarked face, they're the bad guy. Certainly we haven't even looked at images of older men and younger women, and anorexic women. I'll review it for you tomorrow, but I just saw the Melissa McCarthy spy, and she's really one of the few women who is on both radio, or both, sorry, that was a Freudian slip, is both in television and movies, who is Zoftig. And my guess is in person that she probably is not as Zoftig as she looks in the media, simply because she's surrounded by people who are anorexic. So, and it's how, when you figure 65% of this country is obese, yet the images we have of beauty are very, very thin women and very young women. All right, let's hear the last one. I didn't mean to cut off. I just thought, let's not jam it into a station break.
This last one is from Aaron. Aaron says, I developed a passion in journalism from how media has impacted my life.
Well, that's good. And that's certainly true that journalism has absolutely changed. The role of the newspaper has changed greatly, but the idea about being able to report on things as they occur, I would love to know how old that person is, because I think that I suppose going back to Edward R. Murrow is really the one who sort of said, you have to be there and you have to report on it, and being there during the Blitz. As I mentioned, I had talked about the fact that I had seen on the ESPN The Ghosts of Ole Miss, of Dan Rather being down there, and Dan Rather being interviewed, I think it was last year, and how much he remembers what was going on, and how the difference between being there and what people thought was going on there was a huge discrepancy. So good, good. I don't know that I became a psychologist because of the media. I think I became a psychologist because I'm insatiably curious, and I didn't even know you could get paid for it. And people have always told me their problems and always confided in me. So I suppose it's been, plus I'm the oldest of a whole bunch of kids. So, alrighty. Well, so again, you guys rose to the challenge. You always come up with something different than I expect you to, which is part of the fun. All right. Speaking of which, speaking of challenges and the media, they sent me an email. You know that Terminator Genesis is coming out at the end of this summer. I think in August. All right, here's what they're doing. Paramount Pictures, Skydance Productions, and IMAX team up for a one-of-a-kind Terminator Genesis immersive experience. All right, I'm just going to read this to you, because this seems to me to be absolutely appropriate to what we're talking about. Visit the Threat Has Evolved Experience exhibit at select regional events in the U.S. and IMAX theater locations worldwide. All right, so the idea is they're giving fans a chance to become a T-1000 via a simulator at selected regional events across the U.S., all right? It runs through July 5th and is in the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Brazil, and Spain. Inside the T-1000 simulator, fans will join the human resistance and step into the role of a mimetic alloy, a polyalloy Terminator to experience its ability, here, listen to this, to liquefy and take the form of another person and engage its deadly arsenal of blades.
Yep.
I don't know that I think that this is a great idea.
That sounds like what Robert Patrick was in Terminator 2.
The Threat Has Evolved experience will take place at the following locations. There are two in Detroit, two in New York, one in Cleveland, one in Chicago, Indianapolis, two in L.A., one in Irvine. And here's what you can do. For a list of participating theaters and locations worldwide, visit www.threathasevolved.com. Fans can experience the exhibit free of charge on a first-come, first-term basis. Tickets for Terminator Genesis, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Clarke, Emilia Clarke, Jay Courtney, J.K. Simmons. He's in everything these days. Courtney Vance.
I don't know J.K. Simmons was in it. Was going to be in it.
July 1st. Okay. Opens in theaters and IMAX. 3D on July 1st.
Yeah, I didn't know J.K. Simmons was going to be in it.
Apparently he is. Let's see if it says what he's doing.
Wonderful.
Sarah is Emilia Clarke.
Yep.
Kyle Reese is Jay Courtney.
Yep.
He's Sergeant Kyle Reese. The Guardian is Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold. I don't know. Maybe he's a cop or something in this one. I don't know. So there you go. So the media can help you to liquefy and deal with blades. I don't know about that. I don't know. Can you say how violent can we really become?
Probably not something you want to bring the kids to, even though a lot of the kids are probably going to be intrigued by it.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Well, I mean that's the problem. As I said, you know, that they did this this study with 15-year-old boys in the UK, but look, I grew up with pointing my index finger and my thumb to shoot people. All right, I'm probably the most anti-gun person you've ever met. I get fired for it. But I had an Annie Oakley six shooter. When I was in college and babysitting, I would buy my charges water pistols. But I'm not sure there's a direct link to playing at those kinds of things and treating them as real. The problem is, if you look at the video games these days, they're seriously real.
Yes.
I mean, and that's with me. I mean, I don't think anybody ever sort of looked at my index finger and my thumb and thought that's a gun. You know, I mean, it looked like my index finger and my thumb. And even my Annie Oakley cap pistol, which I never put caps in because I didn't like the smell and I didn't like the noise. But I thought that was pretty cool. But, I mean, it didn't look like it looked a six-shooter. I mean, I don't know. There is certainly a natural impulse in human beings to act out. But the question is, how realistic should it be, and under what circumstances? And we do know that it does influence behavior. It does influence emotions. There was a terrifying article yesterday, which I decided not to go into much depth, because it looked at painkillers. They looked at two different things. They looked, because there had been some theory that antidepressants increase the possibility of homicides. That turned out not to be the case, but it turned out that painkillers could be, and again, causality, association is not causality. So, I mean, but there are all these kind of scary stories. But if you get the bar low enough for the acceptance of violence, then you get, obviously, more violent behavior. And what is likely to trigger it becomes much more problematical. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.